Joining us, the beat writer for the San Francisco Chronicle, the star of stage, screen, television, everywhere you look, Twitter as well, Hank Shulman at Twitter, and of course, Henry Shulman, who covers the Giants for the Chronicle. An eventful camp or uneventful? How would you describe it so far?
Well, if the biggest controversy of the camp is that Brian Wilson flew to be with Charlie Sheen, then you're having a very non-controversial camp. It's really, there's really very little controversy. Nothing really of interest at all. The biggest real issue has been Brian Wilson hurting his back early on and not being able to pitch. He did face live hitters today for the first time. I wasn't out there to see it. It was on a backfield, but apparently he did pretty well.
Yeah, we hear he went about 85% or so, and Ishikawa says it's pretty intimidating to see the beard that close on the mound. But yesterday, Lincecum pitched, and we all remember last year in Peoria and the first inning against the Mariners, about 30 pitches, and didn't get much better for him in the spring. Of course, opened up the season with a shutout against Houston. What was your take on Lincecum yesterday? An inning and two-thirds, a bunch of runs, hits, and everything?
Oh, I thought he looked real good. I mean, in spring training, especially this early, the pitcher is just trying to see if he can throw the ball over the plate, and you can't look at results like that. I mean, he didn't throw hardly any changeups. I mean, that's his main pitch. He was throwing fastballs and sliders for the most part, a couple of curveballs mixed in. Now, if he's throwing like that on March 15th and March 22nd, then you worry about it. But, I mean, I thought the ball came out of his hand real well. I saw some life on the fastball, especially in his second inning when he came out for the second inning. That's what you look for, and I thought he looked good.
Yeah, and then Bumgarner followed him, and what a difference a year makes for Madison Bumgarner.
Yeah, it's really kind of scary when you think about how good of a rookie season Bumgarner had last year after having an awful, awful spring training. He came to spring training. His mechanics were completely out of whack. He couldn't throw a strike. Then he had to leave camp for about a week, as I recall, when his sister unfortunately passed away in North Carolina, and he came back. He was still out of whack, real emotional. This year he's come into camp great shape, not only pitching, not only physical wise, but pitching wise. And I could see from the very first bullpen side session he threw that this was going to be a different Bumgarner, and he came into the game. He gave up an opposite field home run, but it was one of those spring training Arizona home runs where you can't even hear it off the bat, and the outfielders are just drifting and drifting and drifting, and all of a sudden the ball is gone.
Any competition in this camp, it's fun to talk to Bruce Bochy every day, and he says, oh, come on, Rowan and Torres competition, and let's see what happens here in left field and all that. Is there really any competition here?
Yeah, there is. Left field, that's really the only competition. That plus maybe the last bullpen spot. Let's start with left field. I even asked Bochy, you know, usually what competition is usually two younger guys fighting it out or a younger guy trying to unseat an older guy, and it's a little unique here because they're all old. You have Mark DeRosa, you have Pat Burrell, you have Aubrey Huff, who could potentially play left field if they decide they want DeRosa to play first. So I said, is it really? Can you really call it a competition? And Bruce said, yeah, I mean, what else can you call it? Whoever hits the best is going to play out there. And, I think they do not have their mind made up. I think they have an idea in their head. When you go into the spring maybe not open-minded with kind of an idea in your head, and you see if the guys can play it out. And I think the at-bats that DeRosa and Burrell and Huff get are important. And then the last spot in the bullpen, that's kind of an interesting one because Jeff Suppan is here in camp on a non-roster invite. I mean, he's a starter with years of experience. He has a World Series ring. He was a National League Championship Series most valuable player. And he really is the best insurance the Giants have in case one of the starters goes down. But it's not like you can send him to the minors. I mean, he has an out clause, and if he doesn't make the team, he's not going to go to Fresno, I don't think. So the question is, if the five starters are all healthy, do you carry Suppan as a long reliever, which the Giants didn't even use last year, just as insurance in case one of the starters gets hurt? Or do you add a guy like Mota or Kroon, this non-roster invitee, or Runzler, just because they might be the better pitchers to fill that last spot in the